News. I'm Laura Winters. This Sunday morning, we continue to monitor the very latest movements of the Wagner Group in Russia.
The head of a mercenary group of soldiers in Russia is reportedly calling a halt to his military advance on Moscow. Russian state media says the leader of the Wagner Group held talks with the president of Belarus and agreed to de-escalate the situation. The group of mercenaries started to march on Russia's capital city after its leader claimed Russian forces attacked his troops. The White House says President Biden has spoken with various international leaders about the situation in Russia. French, German, and UK leaders all reaffirm their support for Ukraine.
That's correspondent Julie Ryan. And correspondent John Schaefer now with background on this developing story.
The leader claims that Russia bombed his soldiers, causing him to question the Ukraine invasion. Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine William Taylor is calling it a big threat to Vladimir Putin.
He doesn't know where the loyalties are going to be. He doesn't know if his troops are going to be loyal.
President Putin, in a televised speech, vowed to crush the Wagner Group. The White House is closely monitoring the unfolding situation in Russia. National Security Council spokesman Adam Hodge says President Biden has been briefed several times on that developing situation.
There is brand new information about the California couple who passed away while on vacation at a luxury Hyatt hotel. Correspondent Brad Siegel on the story.
The luxury hotel in Mexico where the two Americans were found dead is closed for an investigation. Earlier this month, the California couple was found unresponsive when paramedics entered their room. The Rancho Pescadero in Baja California Sur is conducting its own investigation to determine what killed the couple. Authorities say the couple had been dead for about 10 or 11 hours when they were found. They believe the cause of death was intoxication by a substance to be determined. I'm Brad Siegel.
This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Turning now to the economy, high interest rates has many Americans staying put in their homes, especially if they're locked in at a low rate. There's also been a slowdown in construction of new houses, these two factors making it very hard for folks who want to move to find something as there's very low inventory all across the country. Here's correspondent Jeremy Scott.
The number of people looking to move into their own home was twice as much as available houses in 2021, according to a report by real estate marketplace Zillow. They say there were about 8 million individuals or families who lived in someone else's home and only 3.7 million homes for rent or sale.
Wall Street closing Friday with stocks lower to end the week. Correspondent Liz Warner on the story.
This comes as all three major averages broke a multi-week winning streak. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said earlier this week that the central bank will most likely raise rates two more times this year. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 219 points, the S&P 500 dropped 33 points, and the Nasdaq lost 138 points.
Sports, new rules about the NFL's gambling policies.
The NFL's gambling policy includes six key rules that are highlighted by not betting on any NFL games, not sharing any team insider information, and not participating in any daily fantasy games. All NFL rookies will also now be required to attend mandatory education sessions. I'm Ryan Daniels.
I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.